Obviously, it's kind of being here at this point. It's a quarterback competition, and you and I have talked about it before. Something you're not unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
But what was your first time you had to compete for a job that you can go back to your earliest days?
Yeah, I think even going back to high school, like the high school I go to, basically, if you play quarterback there, it was like you played your senior year. You always waited your turn, and. So I think at the time when I started my junior year after basically a quarterback competition with a guy who was a senior, I think I was only the third quarterback to start as a junior in like the era where my head coach has been there, where they've won like 12 state championships and stuff like that. So that was basically my first real quarterback competition. And even if you want to go even further back, my freshman year, you know, so it's a private school. So here I come in my freshman year. And so all the kids from every basically Catholic school in the area are going, and they want to be the quarterback. There was 13 kids that went out for quarterback my freshman year. So I won that, obviously, that quarterback competition. And then my junior year came around again, and that's when I was battling the senior to be and won that. And then even going to Michigan State, I never really had a true quarterback competition to be the starter. But to be the backup one year, there was a highly recruited guy who came in early in the spring, and basically, we competed to be the backup, and then by the end of that season, I started the last game of that year, and then the following year, I started as a junior. So I've dealt with competition going back all the way to high school. I think, obviously, now it's on a much greater scale, and but like I told you before, I mean, having to deal with it last year with the hype surrounding that situation and you know, kind of being a local, the hometown guy, which added another storyline to it. I don't think anything's going to get any crazier than it was last year.
Well, and then so you come out of college and you go to New England. And,
yeah.
You know, of course, Tom Brady's there.
Sure.
I mean, what's going through your mind? You're like, oh, okay, here we, I mean, what, or is it?
Well, no, I mean, for me, like, I remember, you know, I didn't get drafted, and it's kind of crazy. You wait for this phone call for 3 days and no one calls, and then all of a sudden the draft ends and like your phone can't even take enough phone calls because everyone wants you to sign as a free agent. And so I had about 10 to 12 teams call me, and actually the one team that I felt like I had a lot of interest in was the Patriots. Coach O'Brien came working out at Michigan State. I met with him several times. And but at the time I was thinking, you know, they had just drafted Kevin O'Connell the year before in the third round. Obviously they had Tom. And they had another guy by the name of Matt Guerra. So when I didn't get drafted, you know, you kind of talk it over with your agent. Well, where should I go? You know, what's the best situation? And he's like, just go to New England. I think they really like you. You know, I have a good feeling about it. I've got a good relationship with their people there, and I think they really like you. And at the time, I thought he was crazy. I'm like, well, I'm not going to, you know, get a really chance to play because they have the best quarterback in the league starting. And then behind him, you got a guy who's been there several years, plus a guy they drafted in the third round. But I thought, you know, I hired my agent. I might as well trust him. He knows what he's talking about. I had a good feeling when I met with Billy when he came to visit with me at Michigan State. And I thought, you know, worst case scenario, I get to learn from one of the best coaches of all time, one of the best quarterbacks of all time for who knows how long. So signed with New England and got there and didn't know it at the time, but basically I was in a quarterback competition to be the backup and, you know, progressed as the offseason went on and then into training camp. And all of a sudden, they released one of the other quarterbacks, and then 2 weeks later, they released another guy, and then there I was, you know, the backup to Tom, you know, a year after him coming off of ACL surgery. So it was crazy, and you know, I learned a lot, and you know, so I think everything in my football career has kind of prepared me for a competition scenario.
You go to Cleveland. Nothing was crazier than that because you kind of were the hometown guy going
yeah.
back to Ohio. What at that point now is your mind frame as you're dealing with it?
Right now?
Then.
Oh, then, yeah. I mean, you know, for me, I think the good thing, I call it the good thing, you know, I was coming off of ACL surgery. I had a lot to do with my rehab, learning a new offense. You know, I had a lot of other things to focus on other than just the quarterback competition. So I think I learned a lot about, you know, how to deal with it from a personal standpoint. Really just focus on yourself, focus on what you can do to be a better quarterback, what you can do to be a better leader on the offense, and go from there. So I think that'll, you know, from here on out, that'll always be my mindset, is just worry about myself. Don't worry about the other guys in the quarterback competition. Don't worry about what the media is saying. Don't worry about that. Worry about, you know, what I can control and what my coaches are telling me. And I think that got me through, you know, a lot of, you know, crazy situations.